At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Good evening, my podcast compatriots, and welcome back to this week's episode of Monsters Among Us Junior. I'm your MAU Meemaw, Delaney Bowers, and I'll be joined by my slightly unsettling, but never actually terrifying, co-host, Derek Hayes, in just a few short minutes. Listeners, if there's one thing I love about the last 3 months of the year, it's how many holidays we get to celebrate. We've already crossed Halloween off our list, and up next, at least in the United States, is that one day of the year where we get to put on sweatpants and gorge ourselves on green bean casserole, mac and cheese, cranberry sauce, corn pudding, dinner rolls, and a meat, or meat substitute, of your choosing. We offer up our thanks for the good things our year has had in store, and look forward to all the better things to come. And speaking of offerings, our girly Jubilee from Washington State made one of her own for a very sassy friend.
Hi, my name is Jubilee and we live in Washington. And this happened while we were on a trip at Idaho. We were going moon fairy hunting and we saw this really big footprint and it looked like a big footprint. And we left, like, tomatoes and banana and coins. And then a few hours ago, he left us an owl pellet, a nest, acorns. I like his show.
So, full disclosure, Jubilee is my niece, and this experience happened when we went on a family vacation to Idaho this past summer. Idaho, like most of the Pacific Northwest, is an absolute hotspot for Sasquatch sightings, so it only made sense that we create a little gifting spot in the woods as a way to make contact with that elusive cryptid. We thought of a few things Bigfoot might enjoy, tasty snacks and shiny things mostly, and we left them on a tree stump in an area surrounded by logs, overgrown grass, rocks, and massive dirt mounds. We let out a few Bigfoot howls, made some tree knocks, and asked the spirit of the forest to let Bigfoot know we would love to meet him or her. And then we waited. And just like Jubilee said, when we revisited the spot a few hours later, Bigfoot had returned the favor. That hairy hominid left us plenty of presents from nature. A bird nest, owl pellets with bones, buckeyes, feathers, acorns, and some very small pieces of driftwood. We were very lucky and very thankful. And it's something you can try at home too. And if you do, and if Bigfoot leaves you presents, please, please, please share your story with us. Thanks for calling in, Juby. You'll be getting extra Christmas presents from Auntie Lainey this year. From a spirit of the forest to a spirit from the great beyond, we have an anonymous caller to keep the blood-curdling caboose a-rolling down the tracks.
So, I'm going to stay anonymous, but I grew up in Iowa, on more the eastern west side of Iowa. One day, one of my friends came over, and we were having fun at Bud. I was about 9 at the time, and we came inside for a little bit to get a drink. And we went outside on our deck. Well, porch, I would say. And we heard tapping. We had no clue where it was coming from. And then we heard footsteps below us. My friend went inside for a minute to get a bat. And she came out with the bat. When she went inside to get the bat, I said, "Hello, who's there?" And what responded to me creeped out and still haunts me to this day. It was my great-grandpa's voice. He said, "Hello, what are you doing at my house?" Which creeped me out a lot. And when my friend came back, I was shaking. And I said, "Give me the bat." She gave me the bat. And I went down the stairs to nothing. The downstairs door was locked. No one could have got in, or no one could have came out, because I would have heard it. Nothing was down there. And we kind of lived by timber. So I looked at the timber, and I saw this, like, lengthy, bony figure, I would say, going into it. And I just looked at it. It didn't look back. It just went into the forest. After that, there's been like these strange occurrences. Sometimes when I go outside, I hear the same tapping. I've never seen that figure ever since though. So, yeah.
Okay, Anonymous, I found that phone call to be truly disturbing. The tapping, the footsteps, the self-protection with a baseball bat. Those things on their own are enough to be dread-inducing, but to hear the disembodied voice of your deceased great-grandfather, how did your soul not fly out of your body? Color me impressed. And while it may not be all that comforting, I can let you know, Anonymous, that you aren't alone. In a 2022 poll conducted by YouGov, 29% of Americans have reported hearing the voice of someone who wasn't there. And 33% of folks surveyed said that they've heard an unexplained sound or music, just like your tapping and footsteps. As for that bony figure that skulked off into the woods, I'd rather that one remain a mystery, at least for now. We appreciate your call. Listen up, weirdos. Respectfully, if you've witnessed something goosebump-inducing, spine-tingling, or hair-raising, give our hotline a buzz at 1-833-MAU-KIDS. That's 1-833-MAU-KIDS, or send a voice memo to monstersamongusjr@gmail.com. Remember, call from a quiet location, keep your call under 2 minutes, and be sure to get your parent or guardian's permission before calling in. Okie dokie cowpokies, I have one more call to share with you before I hand the reins over to my co-host Derek Hayes. Be sure to put on your ponchos. You might get slimed. Trinity from Arizona, you're up.
Hey, my name is Trinity, and I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to share a story that happened on Halloween night when I was like maybe 5 or 6. So it's Halloween night, right? And I was just sitting on the couch with my parents. We were watching movies after I was done trick-or-treating or whatever. I don't remember exactly if I was trick-or-treating that night, but we're going to say I was. We get a knock at the door. We think it's kids, you know, asking for candy because we did leave our porch light on accident. I open the door. not allowed to get out of trouble for that. There's no one there. So I close the door, and like a few minutes later, I see this green glowing blob 3 feet tall. I don't know. I could see the head through the window. You know that green monster from Ghostbusters, you know? It looked like that. I would just put it off as a costume, but it was like glowing, like very bright. And I was like, Mom, do you see that? And I tell her, and it's gone. Like, it appeared and disappeared. But that's what I saw. I've always held on to that. But anyways, keep it spooky.
All Hallows' Eve. When the veil is thin, the creep factor is high, and the ectoplasm is out in full force. Ectoplasm, you ask? In the world of the paranormal, ectoplasm is a stringy, slimy, plasma-like substance that oozed from the mouths and noses of psychic mediums during seances, especially during the 19th and 20th centuries. Supposedly, this substance was the spirit or life force of a deceased person in physical form. In the movie Ghostbusters, like Trinity referenced, the green ghost Slimer was made of ectoplasm. Now, I'm not entirely convinced Trinity witnessed a free-floating mass of ectoplasm on that fateful Halloween night, but I'm always open to other suggestions. And hey, maybe you even learned a new word.
It's off a 60-yard run. And must be present at certain states. Visit for restrictions and details.
That's all from me. Time to go hop around some lily pads with the Loveland Frogman. Derek, you good to go?
Ready to rock and roll, Meemaw. And folks, a big round of applause for Delaney. And a big round of applause for tonight's callers as well. Some great stuff in there. A Bigfoot gifting tree. That's pretty incredible. A bony figure in the woods. And even some slime. Well, let's see if I can keep the momentum going. Please welcome our old friend Annabelle back to the program. She's calling in all the way from Canada.
Hi, this is Annabelle calling from London, Ontario, Canada. So I keep hearing noises. My mom thinks it's my house settling, but it's noises like clicking, movement, and like, I was downstairs in my room listening to your podcast, and I heard our upstairs toilet flush. And I'm home alone. My brother's at our school right now, hanging out with some of his friends, and I'm home alone. But it flushed, and then I heard the sink go on. And I went up, and the toilet was flushed, like it was the water settling, and the sink was on. And I'm like, okay, weird. So I turned the sink off and then went back downstairs and continued listening to your podcast. And then I called my mom and I heard a very distinct voice that sounded like my boyfriend saying, hey, look over here. And I got really confused because he's not with me. I'm home alone and like my walls, you can barely hear anything from the outside, especially like a whispering voice saying, hey, come here, look over here. And then I saw a figure walking past my door. It was taller than my door. So once you enter my door, it's my stairs and then like an entranceway to my living room. But, like, I couldn't see its head past that archway. I'm like, okay, that's unusual. I haven't seen one of those since I was little. And, like, I experienced sleep paralysis. So, like, I've seen figures before, but this one was different. It was tall. It looked like it was glitching. You know when, like, your computer glitches or, like, your phone glitches? It looked like that. But it had, like, leathery bat wings. And, like, I want to say 4 or 6 arms and 2 legs. Its hair kind of, like, covered its face, too. So, like, kind of like the character from The Ring, if you know what I'm talking about. And then it ducked under the archway. And then you could, like, see it. And it had, like, glowing eyes. They were glowing red. So I've seen a figure sort of like this leathery batwing tall figure with glowing red eyes. And I call it the Hider. It's just shorter. And it looks exactly like the taller version, just without bat wings. And it's more of like, you know, like watercolor paint. Yeah, kind of like that. Or like alcohol markers when like you color and it like fills up the page more. Yeah, it's like that texture. That's like the Hider. And he looks like a shadowy blob, but like watercolor. And he's one of my sleep paralysis demons. And it's not like unusual for me to see these things, but okay, bye.
Thank you, Annabelle, for ringing in. Strange sounds, disembodied voices, phantom toilet flushes. It's all super spooky stuff. But none of that compares to seeing an actual ghost in the hallway. And for that entity to be tall, glitchy, and for it to have leathery wings and multiple arms. Oh, and bright red eyes as well. I certainly don't know what this thing is, but I sure hope that I never run into it. But if I do, I now know what to call it. The Hider. Terrifying stuff, Annabelle. Let's hope this Hider stays in the dream realm. All right, gang, it's time for tonight's final entry. And for this one, we must look up to the skies. Please welcome Logan and Hunter from the state of Wyoming.
My name is Logan. My name is Hunter, and we're from Wyoming. And we would like to tell a story about a UFO sighting. So we were visiting our cousin Uriah in Colorado, and we were jumping on the trampoline, then we saw a pill-shaped thing floating in the air very slowly. It was super slow while it was flying. So Logan went in to tell her, and me and Uriah were just jumping on the trampoline. We were looking away for a few seconds. We look up, and it's gone. We just, like, don't really know what could have happened to it. And, yeah, that's our story, and I love the show. And, yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, it sounds like you saw something fun. And you know, when I was a kid, my family went on vacation in Wyoming. We were visiting my uncle and his family, who live there still to this day. Anyway, they had a large trampoline, and we would lay out there at night and look up at the sky in search of UFOs. You see, out there in the middle of the country's least populated state, the sky is crystal clear. We saw millions of stars, a few planets, even a few satellites. But unfortunately, no UFOs. Now, I'm glad to hear that Logan and Hunter were more lucky than I was. But you know, it's not a big surprise to me. Because Colorado, the state where the boys saw the mysterious craft, is one of the top states for UFO sightings. You don't have to believe me. It was actually on the news.
Some reports say Colorado is one of the top states for UFO sightings. Stacker.com compiled UFO reports and ranked us 13th in the country. And that report said that we've had more than 2,000 sightings here in Colorado.
Now this clip from KMGH, ABC News 7, out of Denver. So there you have it. If you're in Colorado, or anywhere, really, look up, because you never know what you might see. Thank you again, boys, for making the phone call. And gang, that's gonna do it for tonight. I hope you had as much fun as Delaney and I did. And I hope we see you back here in 2 weeks for the next eerie episode. Now, Monsters Among Us Jr. is written and produced by Derek Hayes and Delaney Bowers, and edited by Connor Ryan. Additional support is provided by Sarah Carter Hayes. Copyright Red Grow Media. All media used in this production is done so under the protection of fair use. Tonight's score was provided by Iron Cthulhu Apocalypse, Co.AG Music, and Carl Casey at White Bat Audio. And lastly, the Monsters Among Us Jr. theme was written and produced by Ali Mamarian. Thank you again for dropping by. Don't forget to call in your story, 833-MAU-KIDS. And don't forget to visit us back here next Wednesday for a brand new episode. Until then, mind the shadows, keep it spooky, and have a good night.